Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? I love that. I'm going to miss it when it's gone. I'm really going to miss that when it's gone. We're bringing more things to the show, so that's going to be one of the things that that may be gone in the future. Welcome, people. Welcome to yet another week at Thank You. Oh, we appreciate that. A humbling experience, that clapping, eh? Right? Welcome to another week at the Bridal Body Shock on Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm going to make it quick because we have two guests today, and I don't want to cut any, I don't want to gobble up anybody else's time. So proper intros today is your host, Sauce. Get ready. Elite Ziegelman is she. Lori Towers is me. Let me see what I get. Oh, that's better than it's been. That's better than the baby crying last week.
Just for you.
And the Bridal Body Shop is who we are and who we've been for, thank you, for the past 4 years. Coming live and kicking every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And today, Elite, we have a great show because we have two wellness gurus coming on, and they're going to, you know, a big thing the past, I would say, 10 years, if not more than that, but things kind of pick up speed and traction, and some things become have a little bit more cachet in a certain amount of years than others.
Mm-hmm.
Essential oils have always been a big thing, and there are certain things that you need to know about them. I mean, as potent as they are, and they certainly are, they're not as innocuous as people think they are.
No.
They are used
for health benefits.
That's exactly right. And you need to know the ins and outs. And since we don't know the ins and outs of everything, although we claim to, we bring on the pros who definitely do know. First guest up is Joy Wheatley. And, you know, we met her at an event we did at Bella Vita. Hello, Isabella. Isabella Steele over at Bella Vita. We were introduced to her, and she is a wellness guru. She's a writer. Too many things to mention without cutting into her time, but she's going to be gracing us with her presence for the next half hour. And she's on deck with us. Joy.
Hi.
Hey, How are you?
I'm magnificent. How are you, ladies? Thank you for having me.
so grateful to be here.
Thank you. Virtually bowing down to both of you.
Whoa. Nice. Wow.
I like that.
Really?
That's something we don't hear every day. Definitely.
No, I think it's a powerful practice to practice humility and gratitude. And, you know, change doesn't come just from one person. It's about community
very true.
All of us coming together and spreading the message.
That's it.
Thank you.
You know, with every whisper, we become one voice, and that's what I always say, and that's absolutely true. Now, this is what we really want to know, and I know our listeners want to know, just the basics. What are essential oils, and how do they work?
Oh, beautiful question. So I definitely love this work because it gives you an opportunity to constantly learn. And so as we move into a fast-paced society today where, like, research is becoming available at our fingertips, that's a very good question to ask. And there's so many resources out there that allow you to get that information. And so that's the first thing I start off teaching in a class or just a one-on-one. So that's a really good question. And basically, essential oils are a chemical compound that's extracted from a plant, tree, flower, or fruit. And basically everyone has experienced, has had a essential oil experience if they haven't realized it or not. So, like, for instance, if you've ever cut a grapefruit or an orange or a lemon and you smell that zest, that's the essential oil actually coming into the air and, like, coming into your airwaves. And so it's the great thing about essential oils and why they work and what they are is they are the immune system, more or less, of that plant, tree, or flower or fruit. And that's why they work so well in our bodies, because they work the exact same way. They offer protection from environmental threats for that tree or plant, or, you know, and they do the same thing, you know, for us. So that's basically how they work in the body, like, really, really simple terms. When we put them in our bodies, they actually help protect us. And one great thing about essential oils, being that they're natural and they're extracted from the earth, they work the same way in our body. So they actually get to the root cause. So you can use an essential oil for a certain issue that you're having or not having, maybe actually just for extra protection. And it'll go to the root cause and it'll really saturate into that cell. So that's the power. That's the power in it, and that's why it's so it's so beautiful to align yourself with a company who's high in integrity around that.
Right.
Because I will say, like, if you buy something off of the street, or essential oils are everywhere now, like you said, they've been around. The craze is coming in like the last 10 years, and they've been around for longer than that. But you can pick an essential oil up literally in a dollar store. You know, they have them at Whole Foods now, but you got to, that's where, like, the empowerment and the education comes in, because, you know, they can be cut with synthetics or have something that's put in,
like,
it.
Anything
to,
else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like vitamins.
Manufacturing creeper. Exactly.
Yeah,
same
right.
thing with vitamins. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's where the education comes in, because if you align or attract something into your life, a company that's behind research and behind the science of it and really have high integrity around that, they're putting this out into the world, and they understand that it's saturating in someone's body and bloodstream and skin, then that's where the potency is, and you can literally use one drop to last you a full day, depending on how your lifestyle is and what you're using it for.
You know, I'm glad you said that, using one drop, because this is what I was saying in our lead-in. You know, a lot of people see that if it's natural, if it's holistic, they could overdo it, and it might not have any type of side effect. Now, is there any way
or
that
just a headache?
Yeah. You could overuse oils. I mean, is it something that can overload your immune system?
Well, everyone's body and lifestyle is different. The great thing about it is, we live in a society too where we're used to, like, using prescription drugs and, like, overusing those or using those constantly, where essential oil is so potent, it works differently in our body, so you don't need a lot.
You can't overdose it on it, right? You can't overdose it.
Yeah, you can't overdose on it. Some there have been some studies where, like, people get minor, like, a very small percentage get minor skin irritation. And that's only telling you, that's a blessing, actually, because that's telling you something in your body internally isn't correct, and it might not be the essential oil. The essential oil is just bringing that out to your skin so that you are aware of it, because our skin is our largest organ. And so when something pops out on our skin, it's just like an indicator, like telling you, okay, something in your body internally is off. So maybe you need, you know, sometimes I'll start off with clients with just like a cleanse, like my sister. My younger sister, she just joined the community, and she started off, she bought a Cleanse and Restore kit. And the reason why I worked with her and asked her a lot of questions about her goals and why I'm working with her to do that is so that she can, because she gets sick a lot.
Yeah.
And so her immune system wasn't built, and she has a lot of, like, she has some, like, some acne on her face.
Okay.
And it's just telling me that she needs to just, like, cleanse her full system before she can really intake something that potent. And that could be like a big indicator of why, like, a small percentage has a reaction to it. So sometimes I, like, especially if they never use anything natural, start them off with just like a cleanse. So you can't really overdose on it. And we always say in our community, the company I partner with, one of my mentors says, like, these oils have actually side benefits, not side effects, because they work for the physical. Yeah, they work for the physical body, but they can also work for the emotional and energetic spiritual body as well.
I see.
Which is
Let me ask you, what's the best method of using essential oils? Applying it to the skin, diffusing it, or internally?
You can use them all three different ways. And I'm only speaking for the company that my company partners with.
Mm-hmm.
So because they're so in high in integrity around their research and what they put out into the world. So when I say this, and I want to have your listeners understand this, you can use them topically on the skin, aromatically, which is either smelling them from your hand, like putting a drop in the palm of your hand and really smelling it, or putting it in a cool mist diffuser, or drinking them. And all three ways are very powerful. You can. You can.
The same oil that you put on your skin.
You can, yes.
Really?
Yes. And so that's why it's important, too, like going back to my first point, like aligning with a company. They're one that speaks to you, but you know that they're high in integrity about what they're putting in that bottle. And so, like, that's another indicator. Like, if you can't put something in your body internally, why would I be putting it on my skin?
That's exactly
my skin
right.
is the largest
exactly.
organ.
Yes, exactly.
So
yeah, right.
Not all of them you can, but, like, some, like, if it's blended with something that you can't ingest, and they'll tell you that. But a lot of the products you can, like for instance, like a lavender oil, like I just put lavender on my neck. It's the oil of communication emotionally, and it opens up your throat chakra, and it naturally calms you. But I actually put a drop in my tea as well before bed, or if I want to feel like a go into a serene, calm state.
Right.
Yeah, so you can drink them, and that's been really powerful for people. Who actually?
I should drink the whole bottle of lavender. I was gonna say I'm gonna try and buy a gallon. I need to sleep. Jeez.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about working with people in this work, because you get to see their transformation. Because sometimes they can't digest that you can do that, and they're afraid. But like walking with them and coaching them along with it. And showing them, being an example, and you know, giving them education constantly. Sharing education with them, they'll see the shift.
Yeah.
And
but,
it's such a powerful thing to see.
There's so much misinformation out there. And we tend to get it secondhand. And I always tell people, you know, whether it's working out or whatever, don't get it from your friend. Try to get it from the person that actually either studied this or is doing this for a living.
Yeah.
That's really what the difference is. I mean, everybody might have well-meaning advice, but is it going to be harmful? Is it going to help you? I don't know. You know, that's why.
That's like one of the questions I wanted to ask. How do you know if it's pure oil?
How do you know if it's pure oil? Well, a lot of companies actually put on their bottle what's in it. So that's one simple way, like very common sense way. It'll say, like, the botanical name on it and the ingredients. But, like, a bottle of lavender oil I looked at from another company, it actually said alcohol. It actually had a little bit of alcohol in it. And they put that on the bottle and said that.
Yeah, that's how they water it down, like perfume.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's one way. Another way is if you're working with someone who, like you said, like a person who's using them in their practice. We have a lot of people in the community who are like chiropractors or using them in their practice, acupuncturists, you know, you can ask them. And then, like I said, we have a wealth of information depending on what company you're aligning with.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put out information. They have their own stamped website that tell you about the science of it. And so that's becoming public information. It's not like – it's really not that hard to get, you know,
to
come
to. Right.
Yeah.
But what book? I'm thinking from, like, I mean, okay, we're all in the field, so we kind of know the terminology of certain things, and even if it's not something that we understand fully and saturated in it, we pretty much could get it. The average person going into a store that wants to know, for whatever reason, want to know a little bit more about essential oils, are there any, I mean, because you could walk into, thank God there's still bookstores, but you could walk into a bookstore and just be overwhelmed with what's there. I mean, do you know of any book that would be easy enough for just the average person in layman's terms to understand what they might need, where they could, you know, where they could purchase, you know, basically a working knowledge of essential oils.
Like an encyclopedia.
Yeah, so anything that's digestible, you know.
Anything that's digestible. Well, yeah, you do have to, like, take it in chunks.
Yeah.
So even, like, different books out there, they have a lot of information. So, like, there's one book, I know it from just working in the industry. It's called the Modern Essentials Book.
Mm-hmm.
It's a contemporary guide to therapeutic use of essential oils. And it has a lot of information in it scientifically. And then it breaks down the oils in sections, actually, which I like. So, like, if you want to know more about frankincense, you can just go to F, and it has an alphabetical order by oil.
Loved it.
And
yeah,
you can look it up. And then it has, like, it's more of a reference book if you have something going on in your body that you know you are aware of or that has, you know, manifested. You can look in the back and look up, like say, stress. You know, what oils can I use for stress, and I don't know.
Is that like a glossary of oils?
Yeah, exactly. So it has like a glossary. It's a thick book. It's like an encyclopedia.
I'm sure,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, we tell people where to get this book. So I've told clients where to buy that book. Let me see. There's another one called Emotions and Essential Oils works with just the emotions part of it. And so, you know, I usually tell clients where to get that as well. So, and then I just refer them to different authors that I know that I've seen speak.
Mm-hmm.
There's one guy, like, he's public about it. He doesn't stand behind one company, but more of a scientific man that has been following. Yeah, his name is Dr. Robert Pappas. And he writes publicly and talks about the power of essential oil. So he is a doctor standing behind natural solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he's not advertising standing behind one company, but he's done thorough research over the years and has really followed the industry and how it's changing. Mm-hmm. And so he's actually a known doctor who is known to be working with essential oils and just like to study. And actually now there's more like universities and different medical offices like aligning with the use of essential oils and having studies put out publicly.
Oh, I'm sure. It's something, you know, you guys understand, it's like we are beholden to pharmaceutical companies, and we don't really endorse any type of aftercare or any type of preventive medicine in this country. We just don't. And now at least...
Because people need the pharmaceutical
companies
to supply
us with
their pills.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're our shareholders, and that's the sin of it. But
right.
The thing is now at least... You know, the AMA is starting to recognize herbology and things like this as a potent adjunct. You know, even if they didn't want to say it as curable or anything like that, at least they're looking at it as it's adjunctive and it's care and just, you know, why not endorse
it's safe.
It?
It's
you know,
safe.
The idea is when you're taking care of people, it's you're working for the patient. You're not working for your ego. So it's whoever else can care for them.
Right.
We're all part of the equation, and that's really the objective is getting the patient well.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now how do you become an essential oil like guru? Do you have to like study? Do you go to a course? What do you do?
Well, I'm not. I think everybody has their own journey.
Their
I wouldn't consider
journey,
myself
yeah.
a guru. I definitely say I'm not the expert. The resources, the books.
Right.
Are the experts the good resources that I found that we use constantly in classes. So what happened, a friend shared with me, and I was in the process of trying to write this book, and she shared with me her experience with them, and I was like, yeah, I know about essential oils, but I've never really used them because, like, mm-hmm. You know, I'm in New Jersey, New York area, and, like, in Harlem on 125th Street, they're, like, you know, all the, like, vendors on the street had them, but they all smelled the same to me. They were like too strong or like musky, very masculine.
So
I was never drawn to them. So she shared with me powerfully one that could a blend that enhances focus, and I used it. And it's funny because we had a mutual friend and contact who's a chiropractor, and I actually started going to her after a big breakup. I was like, wasn't eating, wasn't sleeping, and my life was just completely a mess. And she was actually using the company that I partner with now. And that's how I kind of knew that it was a business opportunity there. But I think, like, when you're searching for those things, or when you're walking in a certain path, it comes to you.
Yeah, it really does.
You just attract
it. You know,
our
next guest, I think it happened to her that way also.
That's what I was going to ask you, because it's like anybody who's into health and wellness, there's usually like a cool story. There's usually a cool
story. The way that you got
that
into
that helped you
believed
exactly.
into it.
So if it's not too personal, what was your story, Joy?
Well, she just said that.
No, but I'm just saying. It's just like, I mean, that probably wasn't just it.
That was the catalyst for me, like wanting more as far as like essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in general, I used to live with my I was blessed to like live with my grandmother on and off, because as she got older, her health was kind of deteriorating. You know, she was in and out of like mental hospitals. She was overweight, suffering from depression for a big part of her life.
Yeah.
And although I was little and I couldn't really understand everything that she was going through, I saw her pain. You know, and I was really close to her, so it was a blessing. Actually, my mom would, like, take her in, and she lived with us. And I don't know, something planted in me, like, I know there's something else in life that's different than this. This woman is magnificent, but she seems so unhappy, you know. And more personal story is my mom really spiraled out of control, too, with prescription drugs. And although that was my mom's my best friend. You know, she's in a different place now. And actually, she's using the company I work with now. She's using it. But to see her go through that and be in emotional pain and using prescription drugs to mask that was really an indicator for me that, I want to do something different.
So for a long time,
I used to have really bad sinuses. I would just, like, let it go through my body because I was determined. You know, I saw her, like, fall health-wise so bad from it and go into a place of addiction from it, too. I was determined, like, I know there's something out there natural that I can use. I just don't know where to look. So it was a slow process, you know, but I slowly started getting into herbs and started going to an acupuncturist.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, my first big blip, and it just continued from there.
Yeah.
And that's why I stand behind, like, natural solutions and really sharing them with the world and empowering them. Because I remember at a point I was going to the doctor a lot and just, like, that was my stamp of validation. Like, okay, I'm just going to take this and, like, believe them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they partner with these pharmaceutical companies to, like, push these prescription drugs on us.
Yeah.
Like, I just had a client recently. I was with her yesterday. She's a good friend of mine. She told me she went to the doctor for her, like, cramps and reproductive area.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't say she wanted a prescription. She just wanted a second opinion so that she can use some essential oils on herself. And what happened was her doctor called in prescriptions for her, and they called her yesterday, and she was like, I don't want any of that. And she told me that she used oregano.
Yeah.
Which is cold press from because that's a very high antioxidant, and it's great to use to protect your immune system.
Oregano for sauce for spaghetti.
The same thing. It's the same herb, oregano. The oil of oregano is very powerful. It's very spicy, so you have to dilute it.
Mm.
But oil of oregano is very powerful to protect against environmental threats, and for just anything antioxidant and boost your immune system, and for pain. So she used that. She said she took it like an antibiotic. She popped it in a veggie cap every 4 hours, and she used this other beautiful oil called helichrysum, and that comes from a flower. And that's emotionally, that's the oil of pain. So it does help if you, like, cut yourself, if you have any soreness or discomfort in your body. She said she used that as well. She went back to the doctor, her everything was gone. Like,
wow.
You know, and it's so powerful, wonderful, and magnificent to see that and to hear her say that to me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So...
You know, what's funny, I always remember, you know, coming from an Italian family, we always had, when we had our sauce, we always had a bay leaf. We'd call it basilico. We always had a bay leaf and oregano in our meal, and it was supposed to, you know, everybody said, oh, it keeps you healthy. But no one ever really understood what the breakdown
was. Seasoning for them.
But it was a seasoning, but supposedly, you know, you never questioned if it tasted good, but supposedly helped digestion, which basil does.
So true,
Which basil does. But it's funny how these things that our grandparents knew without really knowing the full scientific dynamic.
Exactly. Because none of them really went to school, but they just knew.
But you know what?
It was good for you.
Exactly. In a primal, simplistic way, they knew.
They always knew.
Yeah. And that's where it stems from, you know, like villages getting together and like, okay, what remedies can we
put together and use, right?
You know, and the same thing with clove. Like, she's American-Italian, too. Her mom gave me a big thing of clove. I just sniff it, but I had clove oil.
That's
and
right.
And I've taken one drop of that, and it's literally, like, have knocked anything out that I had, or I've just
that's
used
right.
it in general, especially during the winter, like, because that's when, like, germs are really, like, I don't know, they're highly passed around, being at the flu or whatever.
Yeah, because everybody's
going
indoors.
Around, so, like, exactly. But one clove, her mother gave me a big thing of clove, and I'll just open it and smell it, like, the clove seeds or whatever, but I have clove oil, and it's almost, it's equivalent or more to eating like 200 blueberries. It's actually stronger than that, as far as like, it's such a powerful antioxidant. And that's another thing too, we're so used to in our society be waiting until we're not feeling well, then using something,
you know,
I was, you work with clients like to use before that even happens. Like, how magnificent would it be to like wake up
and never
you
be
can
sick
come,
like Laurie Towers.
Just,
no, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Don't hate me.
Seriously, Joy, she has not been sick ever.
77 the last time.
Anybody could be sick around her, she'll never even get a cough. I mean, thank God, I'm knocking wood again. But,
right.
This woman.
And that's the joy in that, and not many people are waking up like that.
Yeah.
I do it really just to
she probably
me.
Just,
really
her
just
oil,
her.
The essential oils come out of her body. that's where it usually comes from.
I'm just too stubborn to get sick. But you wanted, getting back to, like, I remember when my mother was growing up. I mean, we think about omega-3 oils and had the potency that, that they have.
Yeah.
I mean, even with animals. Cod liver oil was something. My grandmother had 12 kids, and every one of them, every day before they left the house, they got a tablespoon of cod liver oil every single day.
Yeah, it kept them healthy.
It did.
Yeah, my grandmother did the same thing.
Their stomach or whatever, you know.
Absolutely. And that's another reason. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I said they hated it, but it you know, this is the times where you really couldn't afford to send that many kids to a doctor. You really couldn't afford to buy prescriptions. This is you use what
times,
Yeah. And that's the shift that we're moving into now energetically, really, like moms and dads and like people taking back their health and being able to stand in a power of choice and empowerment and like, okay, I have something I can go to quickly that's in my home. I don't have to pay to like go to the doctor.
It's also a natural thing, you know. It's not like
absolutely.
Something you have to get a prescription for, and, you know, you don't even know what kind of toxic chemicals you're putting into your body then because it's just a pill.
Absolutely.
But, you know, my question is, do you think that in an over-medicated society, which we are and which we've been for the past 20 years, do you really think that it's possible for us to go back to grassroots and this? Because firstly, I mean, I'm the first one there. I applaud that. But do you think with what we've done with health care, with everything else that we've done wrong, do you think we could actually hit the pause button and rewind and go back to that?
Yes.
You think so? Okay. I hope so.
Yes, yeah, I do. We're doing it every day now with, like, platforms like this and teaching classes and just being really transparent and authentic about sharing. It's the same thing as if, like, you two were my girlfriends. I had a fabulous hairdresser, you know, coming back to, like, community and being like, this is fabulous, and I just, it's transformed my life, and I, you know, love you enough that I want to share it with you.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the best thing.
It's
beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, and I've experienced, like, people are more like waking up to that. Like, they're tired of waking up in pain and not having a choice and looking for something different. Like, they are looking, like, I'm literally, and even if they don't know it yet, they're looking for it, because mm-hmm. I've like walked the streets and people are like, oh my God, you smell so good. What is that? You know?
Yeah.
And that's just like, that can be a clear conversation of, you know, with you asking enough questions too, not just me talking about myself, asking them questions where they are with their health and wellness. And then you get to dig deeper as you foster and build that relationship. But
you know, and I know that you were so generous with mm-hmm. your time, and I know we have time constraints with you. Before mm-hmm. you leave, this is the part of the show where I tell the guests to go plug themselves. I want you to give a shout out to the company that you were not mentioning the whole time. Give us their name.
Well, I didn't know I had permission to.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
I thought it was adorable. She was dancing around me the whole
time. You're here for a reason.
Thank you.
Give it up.
Yeah, the company I work with, the name of the company is doTERRA. That's D-O-T-E-R-R-A. The fabulous thing about them is how they're set up. They're not sold in Whole Foods or Bed Bath & Beyond. You know, you really get to experience them through somebody experiencing the product. And I love that. And so that's where the education comes in. You know, you can definitely post my contact information. And actually, if somebody comes from your show, if I get someone directly from your show, you know, I have a treat for them. I'll give them some samples. Just as long as they say, you know, I heard you on the show. I heard you on the Bridal Shop show.
Thank
give them some samples. And I'll also gift them with a very beautiful technique that I've learned. It's called the Aroma Touch Technique, and it's an oil application along the spine, essential oil application along the spine. And it does so much for your body. One thing it does is, like, detox it.
Nice.
And so, you know, if
you need a bloodletting is what you need. Go ahead.
So, yeah, and actually doTERRA means gift of the earth.
Oh.
Their name means gift of the earth, and that's literally what it is. It's a gift
from the
from the earth that's been extracted, steamed, distilled, or cold pressed into these little bottles, and they're like little spiritual messengers coming to, like, transform us all. And
nice.
I love it. And I would like to say, just as far as the research, I'm glad that you asked about that, but they've been very adamant, and I just think as this industry is transforming, they've, in the last few years, I've seen a lot of misinformation actually being taken off the internet. And doTERRA has been really standing behind that to make sure that there's correct resources and information put out there about essential oil, and that it's true, and it's rooted and grounded in, like, true.
So they stay
science.
Behind their information.
That's important.
They
That's
do.
Important.
They I will say they call themselves a transformation science company. They're all about science, and so when we go see them, they're based in Utah. When we go see them in the big conference they give one every year, it's all about. A lot of it is about education and the science. And they have their scientists speak to us. And so that's how you know, like, there's truth in it. And, like, this company is so real and so generous with their integrity and with what they put out into the world. And so, and I would also say another great resource that I learned through them is aeroscience.com. And that's a known scientific website that has true essential oil valid scientific, especially for the science heads who love research like myself, scientific information on it, that for essential oils, that's not just coming from, like, some random, you know, blogger or something, or somebody that, you know, you're not really sure.
Oh, absolutely.
And so a lot of that a lot of that misinformation has been falling off the internet.
Well, I mean, I want you to email me all of this, because I don't want anybody who's driving now listening to the show to reach over and try to get a pen to get this information. Stay on the road.
Sure,
on the page tomorrow. And everybody just calm down and
all your information.
Straight ahead, keep your hands on the wheel.
I'll definitely email you. Yeah, I would love to, you know, talk to any of your listeners and be of service to them in any way I can, you know, because you never know. Like, this could definitely transform someone's life. And like I said, that's what it's all about.
You could be a first
and then,
to somebody else.
That's and then the beautiful thing is, like, it could transform someone's finances, too.
Yeah.
And I don't think we talk about that enough. So,
you
know, there's also a business opportunity there where, like, you're standing in service and in something that's transforming lives. So,
amen. Thank you, my dear. Thank you,
thank
Joy.
You, ladies. Of course. Thank you
so much.
I'm so grateful.
And all her information will be on available tomorrow on our page, and you will be on again. Yes, you will come on and chat.
Hopefully.
I would love to come
We're
on and
trying
share
to get you on
way.
Here for about a year.
Absolutely.
For a while.
Any way that I can.
Yes. Thank you, my darling.
Thank you.
Ladies, have an abundant show, an abundant day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Joy. Yes. Another round. And you know what? People have to understand the potency of essential oils. And just like, you know, you have to be responsible with anything you do.
It's
amazing
how big it's become.
You know, it always was, but I think now, I think that people are starting to look for, you know, everybody's
something
looking
different.
For an answer.
Yeah.
So I think that we're a society now that's...
A holistic lifestyle.
That's, you know, sick of the same old, and, you know, looking for something.
A lot of people are getting sick just on opiates.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but it's absolutely true. Now, we have our next guest on deck, and she's going to be joining us.
On. Erica, are you there?
Hi. Hi, lady.
Hello. Welcome.
Let's
go.
Thank you.
Yes, lady. Come on.
Standing down.
Thank you.
Stay on stage. Everybody calm
Thank
down.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
So
definitely. Did you listen to most of the show with Joy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my
I'm
God,
sure
I love it.
A lot of,
yes. So many times I wanted to, like, raise my hands and ring in.
You know something? You know what I want to do? I think this is going to be
Well, that's why we want, but they both had time.
Yeah, they had time.
So we wanted you both on
time,
at the same time.
Nice.
Hopefully we can do that.
If there's a round table, that's what we like,
right.
Like a nice round table discussion when there's no time constraints and everybody doesn't, you know, we don't step on each other's time. But you know what, I think I would like to do? This is what I want Erica to do for us.
Yes.
Is to give us, like, examples. Okay, now picture the lovely Elite Ziegelman and I. We're walking into Whole Foods. We're walking into the vitamin shop.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking about, okay, what can we get? What kind of oils should we pick up for our workout? For, you know, post activity. What you
get
tell
your book
us.
Out, Erica.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just kind of like vibing off of Joy, I wouldn't walk into like a Whole Foods or like a Bed Bath & Beyond and pick up oils because, like, first of all, you want to put it on your skin. Your skin is the largest organ of your body.
Sure.
And just putting on, you want to get a certified, pure, therapeutic grade oil that you want to put on your body. You want to inhale. You want to, like, even digest it.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, a lot of the oils that are offered in mainstream markets are extremely diluted with alcohols and other other things that aren't 100% pure. Exactly. Even some of the most like organic products you'll see out there also are diluted down. They're not 100% pure.
Now that scent that you had last week, I think it was frankenberry.
Frankincense.
I love
favorite.
That. And I definitely need to get one of those because what does that do?
Okay, so frankincense is one of the ancient oils of the Bible. This oil has been known to prevent a lot of illnesses, even cancel out some cancerous cells within the body. Mm. Frankincense is good for anti-inflammatory, anxiety, even focus. I use frankincense every day, especially during my meditation practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'll put it on my pulse points before meditating, and it just aligns all the energy fields in your body and relaxes everything and, like, puts you in a state of peace. It's, like, really phenomenal.
It really is. It smells so good.
Yeah, it smells amazing as well, so that's also a benefit. Also with frankincense oil, it's topical, internal, and aromatic.
Wow.
So, and also keeps any bacteria in the air at bay. So if somebody's sick in the house, you can diffuse it. It'll help cancel out their germs in the air.
Wow. So tell us how you got into the essential oils.
Okay. So my story is it was about 2 years ago. I started not feeling well, and I went to all these doctors, and they're telling me I have anxiety or I'm panic. And I went around to several doctors hearing the same story over and over again. And then it turned out I was diagnosed with severe GERD because I have my lower esophageal sphincter doesn't close. So they wanted to put me on a whole slew of medicines. I'm talking about maybe anywhere from 20 to 30 pills a day.
Wow.
I was like, no way. This is not happening. This is not going to be my life. I'm going to heal myself. So I started doing the meditation, and I came across my friend who I didn't see for like a year, Laura Gotland. I know you're listening. And she recommended some amazing oils. And I was like, oh, my God, I've been like seeing so much about essential oils around. You know, like when the universe is throwing things in front of your face.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, maybe I should look into it. So, yeah.
I'm here. Use me.
Exactly. So, like, for the 50th time, she just, like, came into my life. And then she's like, you have to use these oils. And I was like, okay, I have to. So we actually use doTERRA oils. We are advocates for doTERRA as well, as well as Joy.
It's so funny because it's the same one. The same company.
Yeah, it's the exact same one. Yeah. So,
I guess they're real.
So I got into the oils to help heal my body, enhance my meditation practice, and it has like literally transformed my life. And just in 6 months of using the products, I was like, wow, like everybody needs to hear about this. Everybody needs to use these oils. So then I started educating myself more. I started doing like education classes, and I even catapulted myself into Ayurveda.
Wow.
Which is, yeah, the Eastern philosophy of healing the mind, body, and soul through the five senses and the five elements. So essential oils is a huge part of Ayurveda as well. So, like, it really transformed my life. And I was like, everyone needs to hear about this. Like, everyone is capable of healing their mind, healing their body, and healing their soul. You know, there are worst-case scenarios where medicine, Western medicine, is essential and needed.
Of course.
But in most point, like, preventive medicine.
Yeah.
You know, we have the tools. We have these oils. We have these herbs. Like, let's use them. Let's heal our bodies. Let's prevent this from happening again. And it really transformed my life.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for these oils because I'm here right now able to speak to you ladies.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I always say everything is available in nature's pharmacy. Everything is here. Everything
Absolutely.
We need is here. Mm-hmm. Are we going to make a buck off of it? Probably not. The powers that be don't want to do that. But the thing is, I think there's a cure for everything.
Yeah.
If we just look close enough, or we have looked close enough, we just won't give into it. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me so much of years back, like I'd say at least like 30 years back, when I was so into like, you know, working out.
Mm-hmm.
I bought every book. I studied everything about working out, nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And you just become, you know, one with it, like
mm-hmm.
you did.
Yeah.
You become
Absolutely.
One with the oils, just like, you know, and you love it because
yeah.
you believe in it.
Absolutely.
You believe in something
I do.
Yeah, you believe in it.
That's another thing, having that belief in it, you know, because, like, it also resonates with vibration. Oils are vibrations. If you believe something will work, it will work. If you believe it's not going to work, it's not going to work.
Well,
and it doesn't matter how much you use
very,
of it.
Very, very strong feature in the whole thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, this time of year, if there's a mother out there who's listening
mm-hmm.
and saying to herself, you know what, I'd like this for my family. You know, I would like to stop with the DayQuil and the NyQuil, and I want to do it naturally. What would you say? I mean, if it's an average family without any type of compromised immune systems and so on and so forth, what would you say to that mother if she wants to go out to the store and get, like, at least three essential oils to keep in her
keep
cabinet?
In
there,
yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
You know.
So definitely frankincense is number one. I keep that on hand in stock. You know, an abundant stock.
I'm actually, I really do want to buy a bottle of it.
Absolutely. I'll definitely take care of you. You got it. And also lavender oil.
Mm-hmm.
Lavender oil is a very cooling, it's like a mid-ground oil. So it's also cooling. It's not too hot. It's great for reducing fevers, for purifying the air, for calming the body, the mind of anxieties and stress. Also, I would say, oh, my God, there's so many. I can go on forever. Peppermint oil is great for bringing down, like, a temperature, purifying the air as well. These I'm suggesting these all as aromatics because some oils are hot and they need to be diluted before placing on the skin. You can get burned, and everybody's different. So I do suggest everyone dilute their oils, I actually have
What do you dilute it with? Water?
No, with with a fractionated oil of, like, you can do coconut oil, you can do almond oil, you can even do olive oil. Oil. Yeah.
So you mix it with another oil.
Correct. With a carrier oil.
Oh, wow.
Correct. Yeah. I actually have a client who had a sensitivity to lavender.
You can't put oil and water together.
No.
It doesn't work.
No, no. But you can put oil and oils together. That works.
Right, exactly. They'll mix.
So a client of mine had an allergy to lavender oil directly on her skin. So she didn't place it on her skin. It spilled on her skin. And then she ended up having a reaction to it. So, you know, everybody is different. I can put lavender on my skin, no problem, not have a reaction. But it's always best practices to make sure you dilute it if you're going to place it on the skin. But diffusing essential oils in the home is one of my favorite practices. I also do, frankincense, lavender, peppermint. Melaleuca is great for this season. Melaleuca is from the tea tree bush, and it's great
for... I used to put tea tree for my skin because I had such dry skin,
Yeah. So tea tree definitely needs to be diluted before placing on the skin. It's a very hot oil. Also, that's great for diffusing and killing any bacteria in the air. So if everybody's running around these colds and these flus, and you want to make sure, you know, nobody else transfers these germs to everybody else. So diffusing it daily in the home is great. Myrrh, one of my favorites, is another one of the ancient oils. So it's also antimicrobial and astringent and reduces mucus in the lungs. It is also great for circulation
and
anti-spasmatic.
And she just asked for three. This is wonderful. My God.
Oh, my God. So even for the ladies, if you're looking to reduce some of the weight on your body, you can put a drop of cinnamon oil or grapefruit oil in your water. That's great for weight loss, for stabilizing sugar levels.
Wow. Yeah. Just a drop in regular, like, a bottle of water?
4 to 8 ounces, depending on your tolerance. So, yeah, one drop is all you need. It's a very concentrated oil-based.
You know, it's funny. It's I know eucalyptus is also big this time of year. And I remember when I was a kid.
I love that smell.
Well, Vicks Vapor Rub, my mother would just get boiling water and put a glob in it. And then you just have to, like, you know, just you put your head over it with a towel. And, you know, it's eucalyptus.
True.
You know.
We also have a doTERRA offers another great oil called Breathe. And it is like, it is similar to the Vicks, but it's healthier. I love Breathe. This is something that I use on a daily basis, and it just opens up your lungs. If you're congested, you have sinus issues, this is like the go-to blend.
Especially if you have a cold.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I deal with chronic sinus issues because of the GERD situation, and I just put a little bit, I'll put a drop with some fractionated coconut oil on my chest, and then also I'll breathe it in through the diffuser, and it just, it opens me up right away.
Is this product safe for pregnant women?
So I would definitely speak to a physician.
Doctor first?
I would be very careful during pregnancy, and even using it on children under 10. Their nervous system is very, very sensitive, and sometimes these essential oils can be too strong. So it definitely, like, take very strong precautions and dilute. Absolutely.
And you dilute
and
with oil.
Dilute with oils. And for children, you always would place it on the bottom of their feet. I wouldn't put it anywhere else on their body.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, Topperson, one of our sponsors, is the only product that we know that pregnant women can use. It's like, really, that's about it.
Well, pregnant women are very sensitive.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's
what I'm saying.
Anything that they,
and
you know,
any,
so
any
I'm
formula
sure
that
they
use,
right,
yeah,
you know,
is good. And that's
very
their,
high on them.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Honestly, even in saying that, I would say, if you're pregnant and using a product, what is it going to kill you to call the doctor? You don't
no,
have to make an office
visit.
Just over the phone,
definitely.
Ask how
yeah.
she would feel about it. You know, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, when working with Western doctors, I feel like they're automatically going to tell you no. But if you're working with, like, some sort of,
yeah.
like, naturopath or Eastern doctor, but
yeah.
definitely there's a way to work with it. So
yeah.
they'll find, like, a diluted solution for you to work with.
Exactly.
As somebody, as myself, like, everything makes me nauseous in this world, like, smells galore, and that was something I was extremely apprehensive about when getting into the oils, especially the doTERRA oils.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was really surprising how sensitive they are on your system. It's
yeah.
not, like, overwhelming. Smells aren't, like, they don't trigger that nausea response in me.
Well, that's
so I was, like,
wonderful,
really
yeah.
joyful. Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. People have to be responsible. Even like my lead-in argument was, you know, essential oils that people just view it's, well, it's natural. I can use it. I could use it here. I could use it there. There are certain guidelines that you have to, I mean, potency is potency. It doesn't mean
absolutely.
That you could just go randomly and use it willy-nilly.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
You have
everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And have
See?
Some responsibility. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't
right.
you want to investigate what you put in or on top of your skin? It just doesn't make sense.
Absolutely.
Is there any other company besides doTERRA? Because I haven't heard of any other companies that do essential oils.
There are a few other out there. I don't know them personally.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's all about doing your due diligence and doing your homework and, you know, finding the company that resonates with you.
Right,
you know, something
right.
that I love about doTERRA is that every advocate is educated. Like,
yeah.
they take the time to make sure we are provided with complete education about all the oils and anything that we're going to be, you know, putting out there to our future clients. And one thing that I love also is that we work one-on-one with our clients.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
very
it's
good.
Really, yeah.
That's like Apple.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
The truth
like
is,
the oil genius bar.
Exactly.
It's true. I mean, when you think about it, if you have a consumer, you have to be able to serve them. You have to be able to intellectually
use them.
You
have to know your product.
Exactly.
If you don't know
right.
your product, then you're looking
by.
Like a phony.
Well, that's the thing.
You just want to sell the product.
And
but
there
also
are a lot
from,
of things out there that just
yeah,
like,
from the experience
just,
of using the oil.
Yeah,
like
have
every
to.
Advocate, yeah, loves and like we're spreading the news of these oils through the love that we've gained for the product.
Exactly. And when you talk about it, you show it in your voice. I see it in person. You really believe it.
I can go on forever.
I know.
And that's the selling point.
Yeah.
When someone sounds like they're reading from a script, I walk away from them because then
yeah.
to me you're just a used car salesman.
Exactly.
But when you're one with the product and you really and truly believe in it, I might not even agree with it,
right.
but I could respect.
But it's
the
so funny because she had a totally different, you know, saying, you know, wording of oils than Joy did, but they both believed in it, you know, wholeheartedly, you know?
Yeah, because it would have been a nice back and forth.
Right.
But that's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what, everybody's dynamic affects, you know, what they believe in. So, I mean, it's like a piece of artwork. You could take something away from it than different than I would. Subjective.
Oh, sure.
It's all
definitely.
Subjective.
Well, that's just, you know, people in general.
Now, Erica, I'm going to ask you a question
yeah.
that I asked Joy.
Mm-hmm.
In society that is so over-medicated and so overwrought with overblown pharmaceutical prices and so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
do you think that we have a chance of going back to what's more primal and grassroots and just going back
modern
to
modern medicine?
Yeah, just
absolutely, absolutely.
So, yeah.
There's an awakening happening, especially in 2017. It's a new year. It's a number one year. There's an awakening happening, especially in the younger generation. So
mm-hmm.
I would say like the millennials and the newer
gonna,
generation.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called. Yeah,
millennials. Yeah.
Millennials and Generation
yeah.
X
yeah.
or something like that, yeah. So, like, I see it. The girls that are younger than I am, they're, like, looking in. They're like, I don't want to take Tylenol for this. I want to find something natural. I know
yeah.
I can get an herb or I can get an oil or I can do meditation. Like, I feel like the pharmaceutical companies also are feeling this, like, holistic revolution happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting scared. They're like, now we get notifications all the time, like, oh, how they want to put FDA approval on oils, or they want to ban oils from this and that. Like,
because everybody wants
natural.
A piece of the action.
Well, that's
what it is.
They
want
money.
A piece of
they
the
want
action.
Money. Yes. Absolutely. It's unfortunate. One of the specialists I went to for my digestive issue freaked out when I told her I wanted her to work with my naturopathic doctor. She's like, no
yeah.
way. I'm not going to deal
it.
With this. This is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Go do your shoo-shoo, she-she stuff over there.
Wow.
I'm like,
that's not nice.
This is my health choice. This is my health regimen that I want to do. Like, this is what I'm choosing
it's your
for
body.
My body. Exactly.
Your body.
My body, not yours. So
and you know
I do feel like there's a struggle there.
Yeah, she, I mean, he or she has a right to their own opinion because
mm-hmm.
they're schooled in a very different way, and that's
absolutely.
Fine. Go home and
mm-hmm.
complain to your husband about it, go, whatever,
exactly.
but the patient should be allowed to have their voice and their vote.
Their choice.
And
mm-hmm.
all you have to do is just be a blank screen and either accept it as it is,
mm-hmm.
and just what would be the hurt in a phone call?
Yeah.
And just say,
absolutely.
Well, we're going to work in concert on behalf of this patient. Why is that a problem? It shouldn't be.
Exactly. Because they're intimidated by Mother
yeah.
Nature. That's what it exactly. seems like.
And they also get kickbacks from pharmaceutical companies because every time they refer a pill or a prescription, they
mm-hmm.
get kickbacks for it. So that's why,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I worked in the doctor's field for a while, and there was always pharmaceutical people coming in and giving them medicine because they want them to get the kickback for it.
You want to know something, and this is what I've seen over the years. When you're a practitioner that says to a patient, you know what, this is a little bit out of my licensure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to refer you to this person because they could better care for you.
Right.
You get that
mm-hmm.
person back and their friend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In terms of that person and not profit.
Custom service.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it works. It works.
Always does.
You don't lead with your ego, and you can do a better business for it.
Definitely.
That's a good thing, yeah. She led with her ego.
Yeah,
yep.
that's
definitely.
Exactly
and
that,
you
yeah.
know what? It never works. It never.
No, because I never went back to her.
Yep.
And you never
I'm
referred
kidding.
Anybody
I'm,
to her, I guarantee
no,
you.
No, nothing.
You're talking about her.
Well,
that,
no,
because
she
made
thing.
She kind of
yeah,
she
not a good
kind of was that catalyst, kind of
yeah.
like that catalyst to take me to the level that I am at today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the experience that she gave me. And even now that I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner, I don't want my clients to have that experience either.
Right,
so
right.
I've learned so much from that negative, unfortunate experience. So
yeah.
it's really
well, it's a good
I'm,
thing
I'm
that
it
happened
because
you learned something from the experience.
Every negative
absolutely.
Is positive. Yep. Mm-hmm. Gift
absolutely.
A strange package. Gift
yep.
a strange package. Before you
yeah.
leave us, lovely lady,
yeah.
this is the part of the program where we tell
plug
you go plug yourself. Anything
oh.
that you want to shout out, any website, anything that you want to. I mean, we're going to put it on our wall tomorrow just in case, you know, you don't get everything out. But now
okay.
this is your platform to say whatever you want to say, whatever shout out you want.
All right, cool. Thank you. So if you're interested in doTERRA oils or learning more about any essential oils, you can feel free to contact me at erica@wholesomehealer.com or you can visit my website, wholesomehealer.com. And I want to give a special for all your listeners today. Whoever contacts me, mentions this show, I'll do a 15-minute Skype Ayurvedic consultation with you.
Oh,
and
nice.
Also a little down, give you a recommendation of the oils that I feel like can help improve your lifestyle.
Beautiful.
Very
nice.
Right?
Very
and,
nice.
And I'd like to have you
and I'll
back.
Get in touch with you with my bottle.
Yeah, with your bottle of frankincense.
Absolutely.
Frankenberry.
Yeah,
I was going to
so,
say, can I have an ounce of Count Chocula? See, Erica doesn't understand. She's a little younger than us. She doesn't understand frankincense.
I'm sure she knows the cereals.
No,
come on.
Not blueberry, yeah, not Count Chocula.
She knows.
You know, Erica,
yeah.
you know Count Chocula?
Of course
do know?
She does.
She's still on there?
Yeah.
She's not
yeah.
20. She's 30.
Wait, Count Chocula is still out there?
Of course it is.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was.
Count Chocula and frankenberry, all those.
Wow.
They're all out there. Go down those aisles
wait,
once
wait,
a week.
Wait, what was it? Brute fruit. That was the other one.
I don't know what brute fruit is.
That was the other
one. I have no idea what that is either.
That one I well, never heard either.
See, now I know my cereals. I know my cereals.
Well, Erica, she's older than us, so.
I am. I'm happy to say it. And
well,
Erica,
she's
thank
the youngest
you very
soul.
Much. And
you've
next
been
time
great.
You come on,
thank
we'd
you.
Like to have you on a round table discussion.
Yeah, definitely.
I would love it. Oh, my gosh.
That'd be nice.
I love it. Yeah.
Thank you again, Erica.
Well, thank
Kristen.
You so much. Thank you.
You've been the best. The best.
Thank you.
Oh, that's
and
so
all
funny.
Of her,
thank you. Yes, will do.
All
namaste, ladies. Thank you.
Bye-bye, darling. All of her information
bye.
Will be on the page tomorrow. If you haven't liked us yet, please do. The Bridal Body Shop. What the hell is it going to cost you to like? Hit that button.
Yeah,
like.
It's free.
Come on. free. It's pulling teeth. Like us. It's not going to kill you. And if you know what, the best part is, if you like us and you don't like what's on the page, go to another friggin' page. Thank you. Thank you, Louise. Thank you for that. Now, it is time. That was a lively conversation, but we have to pay for the show now, my dear. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. And what do we like, Elite?
What do we like? We like the Toppersons.
Yeah. We like them. They
like
us.
Bruises like them
the
best.
I want you to do that in a higher voice. No, Bruises love them more.
Well, I say the best.
I want you to do it in a higher range because you got to do harmony with me. We're always doing it in unison. And it gets...
You know who's here?
Who?
I don't care.
Okay, well, that's it. That's your dance to have on your own. I'm not going to help you with that, my friend. But Topperson, if you're lucky enough to get a black and blue, and Elite's about to get a black and blue, we will put it on her arm, and you will see that go from blue, black to yellow in 24 hours. And basically what you're dealing with, Topperson, is it's an accelerant. You don't want anything to camouflage or mask pain. Pain is an indicator that something is wrong. It's a blessing in disguise. You want it to heal naturally. www.topperson.com. Topperson Jr., Fibro Cream, My Pain Away, the sports cream.
Foot cream.
The foot cream, the regular. I'm missing one. What else?
You said Junior.
I said Junior. I'm missing something.
You said the sports cream.
Wait. My Burn Away.
Oh, right. Burn Away.
And it's funny. My Burn Away. You know when My Burn Away does very well?
Well?
It does very well around Thanksgiving. When people are taking their...
Turkey
out. The turkeys out of the oven. Yeah. And they're spilling. And it's funny that
the what?
Lou was telling me about the graph that
oh,
goes
really?
Up. It's in the summertime and it's around Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure because a lot of people do this. A lot of cooking.
In
the winter time
of the oils and everything. But again, Topperson, mention us and there is a discount. I couldn't tell you what it is exactly, but there is a discount when you mention that you heard us. You heard about them on the show. So Topperson, make your pain go away. Make it go away naturally. Magazine that we love, we always say it,
Muscles
All Meat,
Sport.
No filler,
Muscles Sport.
Really groovy type of, you know, anybody who likes the old comics, the EC comics, the DC comics, Vault of Horror.
It's very cool what they did.
Very cool, and they're going to have the graphic artist doctorate, so it looks like one of those old comics.
Yeah.
It really is. I want to get the magazine. I want to open it up to see what.
Oh, I saw he just got them the other day.
I know, and I want to get a copy, but it's really good stuff. And you know what? It goes back to the days where Elite and I just wanted to bruise through Muscle and Fitness.
Well, I used to read every single magazine.
And the articles.
If you love something, you read up on it, and it becomes you.
And you don't want to just read about, you want to read the articles.
Well, now, you know, years ago, there wasn't any advertisements.
Not as much.
But with Muscle Sport, there is none.
There isn't.
Like the old days. Now it's all advertisement.
No filler. www.musclesportmagazine. It's free friggin' delivery. Do you understand what free delivery is?
Oh, it's
$32 a year.
That's what I thought.
I mean, I think the magazines, the high-gloss magazines, that are like $8 now.
No.
What are they? They're like $8.
Those other magazines, you're paying all that money for advertisements.
You are.
It's like triple the price.
Not them. And they even have a TV show, Boys That Make Noise. They have a radio show and a TV show, Boys That Make Noise. And we advise you, if you have the little ones, put them to bed. You know, it's
definitely
put them to bed before you listen to it. And if you're going to be offended, you know, it's radio. You could change the channel. But, you know, it might not be for everybody, but it's a fun show. It's a fun show. And, you know, it's over the top and you get what you want, you move on. That's really it. But Muscle Sport, the content is always good. Again, no meat, no filler. All meat, no filler. And if you want to get, if you're getting married, and now Elite Siegelman, what do we have over there?
Getting
married?
Do
we have anything to make? I want a wedding bell.
A wedding
do you have anything
bell?
There? Something. Like, find a sound effect that has something to do with weddings. Wait, the gong, darling. The gong. Remember that gong?
The gong?
Yeah. Give me something.
I don't
like
think
the
it's...
Church bells, darling. Church
I don't
bells?
Have the church bells.
A whistle. Do you have a whistle? You have the sound of rice being thrown.
Well, why don't you talk
about
it, and I'll find one.
Wait a second. How about a shotgun? Shotgun wedding. Get a shotgun. Anything.
How about you talk
me.
About it?
It's going to be over by the time, whatever. You know what? The wedding salon. If you want to do weddings and you want to do it well, nobody does it better. On both coasts, every place, you will find the perfect venue under one roof. You go there, and I think it might be $15 to get in, but you have everything there. I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds of caterers there. You have makeup artists. You have florists. You have limousine service. You have everything under one roof. So the wedding salon, just go to their website, and you'll find out where they're going to have their next big event. It could be Chicago. It could be L.A. It usually is in New York. TheWeddingSalon.com. Tatiana Byron was on our show a couple
years
ago.
Yeah.
And she will be on again. Very nice lady. Very busy. That's why we can't get her back on again. But she no one does weddings better than she does. And she's been attached to the who's who's in Hollywood as far as getting weddings together and in such a nice way. So The Wedding Shop, a big partner of ours and a sponsor, and we say hi to them, and we hope that you do too. Another organization that's now on our roster.
Yes, actually, we just joined. And Erica Krista is part of it.
New York State Women's Incorporated. And that's, it's really, you know what, it's, I think the community is probably the best thing to happen to any town. I mean, the community feel, thank you, and doing good within a society that you live. And most people just live and pay taxes. What we need to do is give back and do the aforementioned.
Pay it forward.
And pay it forward. And that's really what we have to do. And this group of women certainly do that and make a difference. And you know something? You know, when our days come to a close, it's the little things that we do that represent us well. And I think we reflect well and move on to something else, or we just feel good about what we left behind. And that's what they do, New York State Women's Incorporated. And a nice shout out to them. And a bigger shout out
to me.
My lovely co-host.
Thank you.
Lee Ziegelman, for always being the oy vey to my Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Oy!
You know what I'm saying? Always doing that. And riding shotgun and making the show an enjoyable one. We thank our guests, Joy Wheatley and Erica Krista, for joining us. Thank you, ladies.
They were wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Information will be available tomorrow for anybody who didn't get everything today. And always like our Facebook page and always follow us on Instagram, BBS1122. You will find the array of videos we have, what's going on, what's new and improved in
our mugshot
in the bridal body shop world. And I thank you for joining us for another week, and we will see
you
again next week.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. No,
thank
you. And go out, make it a good day, do something productive, and we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take us home, Lee.
You got it.